Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's pray together. Father, thank you today. We receive revelation from heaven concerning the laws of faith, concerning the spiritual force of faith and our study therein. We ask you to reveal it to us, sir. We receive revelation from heaven. We thank you and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, we began talking about the base of all spiritual knowledge is that the spiritual realm is not some just loose, you never know what's going to happen here kind of a place. No, no. It is very, very highly regulated. The laws of the Spirit are the forces and laws with which God created the heaven and the earth. So let's look at Romans chapter 3. And you understand, those spiritual laws created all matter. A spirit created all material things. God is a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and in truth. So the laws of physics mirror the laws of the spirit by which they were created. Now, in Romans 3:27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. All right, let's look now in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You see, there are laws that are governing these things. The reason, the Lord had me say this yesterday. There's no such thing as the faith of God not working. No. No such thing as the Word of God not working. There is, however, the problem of not understanding, not having insight and concept of the laws of the Spirit and totally misunderstanding them. Therefore, you misapply them. And you know what? Yeah, thank you, Lord. I remember this. I had this happen to me in the very early days of my Christian life. I didn't know these laws. I didn't even know they were there. But we'd be praying and things didn't happen and suddenly something did happen and I had no idea. I had no idea why this took place. How did that manifest? And this didn't. I didn't know. What am I doing here? Well, I'm like a researcher or a scientist that doesn't have a clue what the laws of physics are behind what he or she is trying to invent or trying to develop. And suddenly something happened. How did that happen? I don't know. You had to go back. That's trial and error. But it's very difficult to do that in the realm of the Spirit, because in spiritual things, you can't feel them. You can't detect them with your natural physical feeling. You can't detect faith. It's a spiritual force. And it doesn't come out of your mind. It doesn't come out of your physical body. It comes out of your spirit. So, but I was praying. I was sincere and I was honest. And I had certain verses that I was believing and standing on, and I really didn't know what I did, but somehow or another I got it in line and it worked, but I couldn't go back and repeat it. But when you find out where faith comes from, you find out what faith is, and you find out what feeds it, and you find out how to release it, you've arrived at some place. Now, it's a matter of learning and following the Spirit of God following scriptural instructions, and people that know how to walk and live by faith, like paying attention to this broadcast, as you begin to know what those are, and you're coming from being a baby on the Word of God, and you're beginning to grow up, and you're growing up in these laws, and you're functioning. What's happening? Your faith is being developed. Now, every one of us, every born again child of God, has exactly the same measure of faith. Amen. And we got it from Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That word translated finisher is also translated perfecter. It's translated developer. And you can understand we don't use it that way in some cases today. That was old English back then. But yes, we do in another way. Think about the Finnish carpenter. Yeah, you got different kinds of carpenters. You got a man that's out there, he's framing up the house, and he uses a fairly heavyweight hammer. And when he hits a 2x4 with that thing and drives that nail in, it'll leave a half moon mark on that 2x4. You don't want him doing your cabinets. No, you're going to have those half moon ugly marks all over your cabinet. No, who do you call in? The Finnish carpenter, the Finnish guy. He's more delicate. He's more of an artist. It was a finisher that developed that piece of wood into a fine cabinet, or into the fine enclosure of a piano. Oh, one of those beautiful grand pianos, glory to God. Somebody had to finish that wood. It came out of the forest. It is just a log like everything else. But when the finished guy got through with it, it was a work of art. So now, when you go to the Word and you're studying the Word and faith is coming, now you're going to have to put that Word on the line, and you're believing with it. You're using it like a tool. That's when Jesus is the developer of your faith. We received Him as Lord and Savior. We received Him as baptizer in the Holy Ghost. We received Him as our healer. We receive Him as our financier. But now we receive Him as the developer of our faith. Lord Jesus, I know Your Scripture says You're the finisher of my faith. And I'm believing for this today. I'm believing what's in Your Word. I'm releasing my faith. And I'm depending on You, sir, to bring my faith up to this task and overcome it. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even my faith. Amen. Now then, let's talk more about this. Let's read this again. By what law of works? No, by the law of faith. And then we read in the 8th chapter of Romans again, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you see, there are laws that govern all of these things. If you don't know those laws, I guarantee you, Satan will trip you up. He'll lie to you. And you just think you're having thoughts with your mind, but he's putting thoughts in there to get you off track and cause you to dilute the force of faith. It'll cause you to negate it. You pray. Now, I don't care if you did pray in faith. And you pray, oh, God, thank You. Amen. So be it. Then you come back tomorrow and pray the same prayer over again. Well, you just told me that you didn't believe it yesterday when you... Yeah, I did. Well, then why'd you pray it again? It's still alive. Well, then nothing happened. See, you just told me you didn't believe it. So what we see, all of these have to do with the laws that govern it. So that's why we're doing this. Amen. Now, I want you to notice something else here. This is part of these laws. Let's turn over to Galatians 5 and... excuse me. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. In the 6th verse, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. You're not going to get it because you're circumcised, and you're not going to get it because you weren't circumcised. But faith, amen, which works by love. Oh, okay. Well, we can put another block. We've learned another element of the law of faith. It works by love. Okay. Yeah. Well, by the same law, without love, it won't work. Now, why is that? Because God is love. And we're talking about the faith of God that was put in us when we were born again. Now, wait a minute. We're born again not of corruptible seed. We're born again by the Word of God. And the faith of God was in the seed that got us born again. And we are saved by grace through faith. Amen. Now, we're coming up on something here. And listen to me. God is love, and faith worketh by love. So that means faith won't work in an unforgiving heart. That's the reason Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. It has nothing to do with your feelings. It has to do with the laws that are governing your life. But it said, now the just shall live by faith. Oh, yeah, that's the way I make my living, is by faith. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see it, Lord. Oh, yeah, right here in this third chapter of Galatians. Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore, they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? Glory to God. Oh, yeah. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The just shall live by faith. Oh, I'm beginning to see this. Praise God. That faith is in me. There are laws that govern it. And I'm just finding out things here about how it works. Oh, yeah. Let's go back over there to the book of Romans. The faith of Abraham. Okay. So the faith of Abraham worked by the same laws that my faith does. It's exactly the same faith. It's exactly the same faith of God that Jesus was operating in when He was on the earth. Well, Jesus didn't have to use faith as the Son of God. I beg your pudding. It is impossible, the book of Hebrews said, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. And the Scripture said Jesus perfectly pleased God. He did not do anything in this earth as the Son of God. He did it as the Son of Man. Actually, the text that is translated man is the Son of Adam. He went to the cross as the Son of God. Every person that got healed, every person that was raised from the dead, everything He ever did, He did by the anointing of God in and on Him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to preach recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You had to believe what He preached in order to receive what He had. Glory to God. So those laws were functioning. Well, if I have the faith of Jesus in me, why don't it work that good? Would you accept this suggestion that His faith was a bit more developed than yours and mine? Oh, yeah. But when we begin to use the laws, wait a minute, hold it. He said, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Amen. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, I just don't know. Now, wait a minute. Hey, come on, back up off that. It's the same faith, and since he said that, we can believe that, and faith cometh. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy. Glory to God. See, it's already in us. We're in Christ, and he's in us. Glory to God. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now then, let's go back over here, because we've hit on some things. We're in Romans 3. Remember Galatians 5, 6, faith worketh by love. And we're talking about the laws that govern it. Let's move right over here to the 4th chapter of Romans, 16th verse. Therefore it is of faith, so that it might be by grace. See, not the other way around. It isn't by grace, so that it might be by faith. No. It is by faith. Faith, the faith of God connects to the grace of God and releases it in our lives. So, don't tell me you don't know how to do it, because that's the way you got born again. And the book of Ephesians describes it in the 2nd chapter. We were born again. We've already read that over there in 1 Peter chapter 1, by the Word of God. We're born again, saved by the grace of God through faith. Now, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So that, now look at this, by grace God will treat you and me by his grace, as though, this is his desire, to treat you and me because of the blood of Jesus, because of the great resurrection, the results of his going to hell in our behalf. Glory to God. Suffered there beyond human concept. But by the Word of God, he was manifest in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But then he died on that cross. He was separated from God. He was obedient unto death. The definition of death is not the cessation of vital signs of the physical body. No. Death is to be separated from God in the spirit, and then the body dies. That's what happened to Adam. Jesus did it as an act of sacrifice. He never sinned. He was made to be sin, and he used his faith to receive death. He made himself obedient to death. He allowed himself to be disconnected from his Father. And then the Word of God, behold, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world again, he said, God said, first chapter of Hebrews, when he spoke those words into hell, the Spirit of God went into hell, and the power of the faith of God and the power of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God who does the work, wow, hit the bowels of this earth with an explosive force, glory to God. And Isaiah 52, 14, Jesus was so marred, he no longer looked like a human being, but in that place in hell, this little emaciated spirit, suddenly the Spirit of God hit him with the Word of God. Whoa, I mean demons bouncing off the wall to hell, glory to God. Jesus, the first man to be born again from death, from sin to life. And it happened in the pit of hell. And he said, I have the keys of death and hell. Glory to God. One born again man defeated all of hell and took Satan's authority away from him. You and I are born again with those same words that raised him up out of hell. Come on, this is shouting ground. I mean it, darling. But this faith is the faith of Abraham. As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations before him or like him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth or makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was 100, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now that's the kind of faith that we have and we must use. Body, I don't care how I feel. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if the pain is worse today than it was yesterday. I'm telling you, yesterday, I took Mark 11:24. Therefore, Jesus said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive. Take it. That's what receive means. Take it. Believe you receive. Take it when you pray. Amen. And you will have whatsoever you receive. Believe you receive it, and you will have it. You get that? But the next day it looks worse. I don't care how it looks. I consider not my own body. I consider not what I feel or see. No, praise God. I consider only the Word of God. What am I doing? This invisible force in me is coming. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And it's beginning to come out my mouth. And I'm following it with corresponding action. Praise God. Amen. And we're out of time. My. We'll be back in a moment. My. I must say this. That's uncompromised word of faith. When it says, by his stripes you were healed, now I take that, and by his stripes I'm healed, and I refuse to act any other way, talk any other way. Well, Brother Copeland, what if I die? Well, glory to God. That's the other side of that's the most stunning thing you've ever experienced in all your life. So give God the glory and the joy of it all and say, I'm through compromising your word and I'll not bow the knee of my confession. Now I'll be back in a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.